أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. إن الحمد لله نستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفسا ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، فإن أفضل الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. In Surah Ali Imran, there's a verse that says, وَمَا كَانَ لِنَبِيٍّ أَنْ يَغُلْ أَوْ أَنْ يُغَلْ. Two readings. وَمَنْ يَغْلُلْ يَأْتِي بِمَا غَلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. It's a verse that's got great significance. And if we combine that with some of the events that happened during Prophet Muhammad's life, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will highlight the importance of this ghalul. What does it really mean? On the day of the Battle of Khaybar, one of the Sahaba, one of the people who attended the battle, so he's a mujahid, he fought for the sake of Allah. After the battle was nearly over, all of a sudden, a stray shot affected him, and he died. And the Sahaba said, Allahu Akbar, he's a martyr, he goes to heaven. And the Prophet said, no, he is in hellfire. I've seen him in hellfire. لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُهُ فِي النَّارِ فِي بُرْدَةٍ غَلَّهَا. I've seen him in hellfire because he is wearing a shawl, غَلَّهَا, that he took from the غَنَائِم. At that time, when battles happened, at the end of the battle, whatever the Muslims won was then put together and divided. One-fifth to go to charity, and the rest is divided amongst the fighters and amongst the Muslims equally. So what this man did was that he just took a simple thing, took a burda, took a shawl, before the ghanaim were divided. And because of this, although he was a mujahid and he was a shaheed, which is as high as you can get, he fought in the sake of Allah and he died during fighting for Allah, and yet he is punished by hellfire. When this happened, the Muslims were very unsettled, and one of them went to the Prophet and said, Ya Rasulullah, laqad akhadtu shirakain. O Prophet, I've taken slippers, a pair of slippers that I took from the battle winnings. And the Prophet said, Shirakani min nar. They are a pair of slippers from hell. The Prophet told his Sahaba, لا تغلوا فإن الغلول نار وعار على أصحابه في الدنيا والآخرة. Do not take things that do not belong to you, which are public property, because it is health and bad things, both in the life and in the hereafter. So, how does this apply to us nowadays? There are no ghalul, there are no battles, there are no battles that the Muslims are going through, and there are no ghanaim, there are no bounties that are taken. However, The scholars have indicated that the same rules apply to any public property. So anything that's a public property, that's owned by Muslims as a whole, or owned publicly, if you transgress and take something from it, does not belong to you, in actual fact, you're robbing the rest of the public. You're robbing the rest of the population as a whole because it's public property. And if we think of it this way, then it starts to become apparent how serious this matter can be. Also, in one of the battles, again, one of the shuhada, one of the people who died during the battle, they brought him to be prayed upon Salat al-Janazah, and the Prophet said, "You pray on your brother, I will not pray on him. I will not do his prayers." And they asked him why, and he said, "Because he has done ghalul, he has taken something that does not belong to him." And when they searched his things, they found that he had taken two small beads, worthless, very little worth. Yet this was reason enough for the Prophet not to do his salah on him. The Prophet told us and told the Sahaba, لا ألفين أحدكم يوم القيامة. On the day of judgment, I don't want to see any of you على رقبته شاة لها تناء. He comes with a shah, with a sheep round his neck. Or على رقبته فرس لعو حمحمة, or with a horse round his neck. يقول رسول الله, on this day of judgment, these people will say, يا رسول الله أغثني, help me out, Prophet Muhammad, please help me. That's on the day of judgment. فأقول, that's the Prophet say, talking, لا أملك لك شيئا, قد أبلغتك. I can't do anything for you. I have warned you. You have been warned. It's a warning that as it was on that day, still is today. It's a warning to all of us. It's a warning to all Muslims. Beware. Do not transgress. Do not take something that does not belong to you. Beware of public property. The story is bigger than that as well, because it can become, or some of the scholars have extended it to include other practices. Such as, for example, if you work for a company, you're a buyer for a company, and you're supposed to try and find the best price to buy things for the company, and then you take a present, or they give you a present, and in return, you would probably just get something that's not the best price for the company, causing the company to lose money. This is a form of ghalul. A neighbor transgressing on his neighbor's land. And this is a common practice that we find especially in agricultural land, where lands might be divided by a small division, and somebody just moves the edge of his land or the borders of his land by a meter or a few centimeters. This is ghalul. And as the Quran indicates, on the day of judgment, man yaghul يأتي بما غل يوم القيامة. On the day of judgment, whoever does any ghalul will come on the day of judgment with whatever he's taken around his neck for all to see. And he will be asked to pay for it on the day of judgment. We'll come to that in a minute. However, we need to be very careful, because in this day and age, it's so easy for the shaitan to play with our minds. For example, it might say, look, this is public property. So what if you take part of it? You're not harming anybody. You're not taking anybody else's things. You know, I'm not taking something from Majid. It's public property. So what if I take some of it? This is talbis al-shaitan. This is the shaitan playing games with us. Another excuse is, oh well, you know what? Everybody does it. In the company where I work, Everybody takes things. Everybody, you know, does that. So I'm just doing what everybody else does. However, if we go back to the Quran, you'll find that most of the ayat which says أكثر الناس, most people, you will find it is أكثر الناس لا يعلمون, most people don't know, أو أكثر الناس لا يفقهون, or most people don't understand. So أكثر, the fact that it's a common practice, is not an excuse. It's the other way around. Because we should be amongst the Qalil. We should be the example. We should be amongst the Qalil, the few. وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. If you look in the Quran, you will find whenever the word أكثر, which means most of, it's always describing a negative thing. And whenever you find in the Quran وَقَلِيلٌ, you will find it's always describing a positive thing. We as Muslims in the 21st century, we should be the example. We should be the Qalil. We should be the people who set the pace. So, why is this dangerous? You know, what's the problem with that? Apart from the fact that in the hereafter, you will be brought to give explanations and you are going to be punished for it, even in the world, in this life, it will affect us. The Quran says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If the people of the land were believers and were aware of God, what did taqwa, Allah would open up the all sorts of blessings. مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So the opposite is, if you don't practice taqwa, if you are not aware of Allah, if you are not aware of how you deal with people in the rules in the same way that Allah told us to do, then the opposite is going to happen. The barakah is going to be tumhaq. It's going to be taken away. And when the barakah is taken away, you get what you see today. You see countries such as supposedly the Muslim countries who have the best resources in the world, and yet it's full of poverty. It's full of sadness. It's full of wars. This is because the barakah has been taken away. There is no barakah. Subhanallah. So this will lead to spread of dishonesty, spread of corruption, and lying, hatred, and all the sorts of social diseases that we see present today. It's just like a domino effect. Now, this also takes us to the next point, which is muhaqqarat al-dhunub, or what they call trivial sins. Things that we might think, you know, have no significance. I might be at work, I might take a pencil, or make a phone call using the, you know, my company's telephone. It's a minor thing, it's a trivial thing, come on, it's only a pencil. Oh, it's a bunch of papers, so what? What's the problem with that? These are called muhaqqarat al-dhunub. And the Prophet ﷺ has warned us from this. He said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحَقَّرَاتِ الذُّنُوبِ. إِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحَقَّرَاتِ الذُّنُوبِ. Beware of trivial sins. Beware of trivial sins. Because trivial sins that we might see as minor things, when they gather, when they become one on top of the other, it becomes a major sin. So beware of trivial sins. It's not worth it. It's not worth taking a pencil or some papers or an envelope. It's not worth it. You will be brought to answer for all these things. And we do it. And when, you know, probably subconsciously or not realizing how serious it is. Anas, who is one of the Sahaba that we all know of, said, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَعْمَلُونَ أَعْمَالًا هِيَ أَدَقُّ فِي عَيُونِكُمْ مِنَ الشَّعْرِ وَإِنْ كُنَّا لَنُعِدَّهَا فِي أَيَامِ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم مِنَ الْمُوبِقَاتِ. Anas was talking to the first generation of that followed the Sahaba. And he was telling them, and of course we know how well behaved the first generation was, he's telling them that you do some things which you consider thinner than a hair. At the time of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, we used to consider them in al-mubiqat, deadly, fatal mistakes. And this is the first generation. And he was warning them of that. What about our generation? What about the things that we consider to be minor sins? The things that we consider to be trivial sins. Allah tells us in the Quran, وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You think it is trivial, but for Allah it is great. He warns us. He warns us that on the day of judgment, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ. On the day of judgment, the book is put, and those who have transgressed will find everything written in there. وَيَقُولُنَا يَا وَيْلَتِنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرَ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. This book does not leave anything except it has recorded it, big or small. وَأَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And they found all what they did were recorded there, and Allah does not transgress on anybody at all. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على الرسول الذي اصطفى. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. So after painting all this dark picture, we need to think, okay, what is the way out? You know, we've all fallen into these mistakes. What can we do? And before I go any further, I just want to point out one thing, that sins are all forgiven if you do tawbah nasuh, if you do a proper repentance to Allah. However, the problem is that a tawbah nasuh, the proper repentance to Allah, carries three things. One is that you must abstain. Two, you must be repentant of what you've done. And of course not do it again. But there is an extra item when the sin concerns another human being. And that is, you have to compensate the person during this life. So if you've taken somebody's money, you must give it back to him. If you've insulted somebody, you must apologize to him. Otherwise, it is not tawbah nasuh. Allah tells us that we are told that Yawmul Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment, there are going to be three categories of sins. Sins that Allah will forgive, sins that Allah will not forgive, and sins that Allah will not forget. The sins that Allah will forgive is the transgression against ourselves. So if you have not prayed, you have not done your zakah, you've done something wrong, you even drank alcohol, you've sinned, you've fornicated, you can ask Allah for forgiveness. And if it's a tawbah nasuh, if it's truly from the heart, Allah will forgive it. The sin that Allah will not forgive is al-kufr wal-iyadu billah. Whoever dies kafir, does not believe in Allah, does not believe that there is only one creator and sustainer, this will not be forgiven. However, the third category is the one we're talking about, which is not forgotten. And that is the sin that involves transgression on other people. So on the Day of Judgment, each and every one of us will have to pay back. On the Day of Judgment, the only money available is hasanat. That's the only thing that is used. So if you've transgressed against somebody else, to pay them back, they will take from your hasanat and give it to them. And if you run out of hasanat, then they will take some of their sayyat, some of their ill doings, and put it onto your book. So, coming back to the subject we're talking about, what do we do? We've all fallen into this. We've all made these mistakes. Of course, the main thing is prevention is better than cure. So, we're all aware of it. And as the Prophet ﷺ told his Sahaba, I have warned you, And I'm just repeating what the Prophet has told his Sahaba. We have all been warned now. So if we did not know before, now we know. If we've been falling into these minor sins, now we know. Let's abstain from them. Let's ask Allah to help us abstain from them and stay on the straight path. Now, there is no perfect answer as to how to get rid of what's happened in the past. However, scholars have suggested certain things. Some of the things they suggested was, for example, if you know the owner of something that you have transgressed against, give it back to them. If they are dead, you can't give it back to them, then do dua for them. If you have done something that, if you've done ghaiba, for example, that's against somebody else, and if you go and tell them, it will cause more harm than good, then do dua for them. And believe me, it's not easy, especially if there's something in the heart against this person. So it is not easy to do dua for them. The other thing is, they suggested was, if you've transgressed against public property, do public service. Give donations to for public thing. Do public services. Help in public service. Go to the, for example, to old people's homes and help the old people. Help people in need. All of these things are a way to compensate for our transgression against public property and public ownership. If you work in a company and you've been doing ill things to the company, then maybe you can put in a few extra hours without claiming extra time. So it's really open to ijtihad. It's open to each and every one of us to try and find out how did we transgress and how can we somehow compensate in this world before we are asked to compensate in the hereafter. And then it can be extremely expensive. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اكفينا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغنينا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أحييتنا وارحمنا بترك ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم وأقم الصلاة ورحمك الله